Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day, have him win.
Gentlemen, J.R. Moore, our third hour on Monday, the 21st of December. Quick reminder, there is no pandemic. There isn't. The disease that kills 0.3% of the people who get it is not a pandemic. We need to keep reminding ourselves of that. Moving on from there, pray for our president and his family. Pray for our republic. Hunker down. Maintain your situational awareness. Review all contingency plans, modifying or changing them as necessary. This is Firearms Monday, visiting with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The Facebook page is Freedom Center USA. The telephone number is 417-718-2597. Sam, did you want to expound any more on how absurd this alleged pandemic is before we move on?
Well, I just want people to know that your immune system is over 99% effective in defeating this virus, and so far we haven't seen any vaccine with an effectiveness over 94%. Guys, you got to look at the numbers. You got to look at the facts.
Absolutely. Well, 85% of the people who test positive don't know they have anything at all. Out of the 15%, assuming that they're not at high risk, about 3% of those people really get sick. The others get a mild case of the flu. So this vaccine doesn't change very much from what's normal for a healthy adult anyway, does it?
No, it really doesn't. And it's all been a scam to usher in mail-in ballot voting and the ability to steal an election, and the whole thing is disgusting.
It is. Our next caller is Alan in Indiana. Morning, Alan.
Hi, John. Sam, how you doing?
Good.
Good.
Sam, I had a question for you about reloading.
Okay.
Say reloading a cartridge to a certain rifle barrel. Most of the reloading books give you a starting powder grains to a maximum powder grains. Going through that routine of reloading each cartridge to get the best harmonics out of a barrel, what distance should the target be at?
100 yards is a good distance. Like we typically pick really nice days without tricky wind conditions, where the winds are really calm in the morning, and we'll do it at 300 yards. But most people will do a ladder test. They'll look at 100 yards, and what you'll notice is as you go up in powder charge, hopefully in 0.2 grain increments, you'll see your group centers start to rise on the target, and eventually they'll shrink in size. And when you get to the top, the highest group center, that should also be your smallest group with the least amount of vertical dispersion. And that's what you're doing when you're tuning. You're actually tuning the vertical dispersion out of your load.
Okay. I don't have that much of a distance. Can I do it at 60 yards?
Boy, it'd be tough.
Yeah.
You're not going to see a big difference at 60 yards.
Okay. Do it at 100 yards.
Yeah, you're going to want to do it at least 100 yards.
Okay.
100 for a guy that's new, 100 yards is the perfect distance. You've got enough travel of the bullet where you can see the variance fairly easily, and you don't have so much distance that if the wind messes you up, you won't know how to read that. So, yeah, 100 yards is probably the minimum distance I would try and load tune at.
Explain that hitting the target where it'll rise up and then lower down again.
Okay, so a barrel vibrates up and down about 0.004 inch, roughly. A little more, a little less, depending on the weight of your barrel and the recoil of the cartridge you choose, but roughly 0.004 inch. Now, that that vibration up and down, that resonance, like a pitchfork or like a tuning fork, it is mainly in the vertical. The barrels don't vibrate left to right. They vibrate up and down. And because you have velocity variance from cartridge to cartridge, maybe 20 feet a second, maybe 35. If it's a factory load, you probably have 120 feet per second variance. But if you're hand tuning ammo, you're probably less than 30 feet a second. And so as the barrel vibrates up and down, the bullet gets released point with the barrel pointed in a different direction because there's a slight variance in the velocity of the barrel. So, for example, a bullet 30 feet per second slower will be released higher, and a faster bullet will be released with the barrel pointed slightly lower. So now you have two air sources that cancel each other out, because the slower bullet has more gravity drop to it, and the faster bullet has less gravity drop. So if the slower bullet has a higher launch angle and the faster bullet has a lower launch angle, then you have two air sources opposing each other, and you get less vertical dispersion. And so what you're really doing when you're tuning a load to get the vertical dispersion out is you're using one air source and positioning the velocity of the round to use a second air source to cancel out the first air source.
All right. I'll have to listen to that again a couple times.
Well, come take a class. We explained it in detail, and we have pictures. It makes it easier to understand.
Yes. All right. Thank you for the information.
No problem.
Okay. Thanks for the call, Alan. We appreciate it. The call number is 512-248-8252. Well, if you want optimal precision marksmanship, the hand loading is really the way to go, isn't it, Sam?
Yeah, you can get a gun to shoot way smaller groups with a properly built hand load than you can with any factory ammo that you buy.
Absolutely. Well, I've not yet begun hand loading. I've got all the equipment to do it, and I've attended your class, and it just has not become a priority yet. We shall see. We shall see. I'm not making any promises. And you do, you'll be offering, assuming the election goes the way we hope it does, you'll be offering Hamilton classes again this coming year, won't you, sir?
We do. We do about 6 or 8 precision reloading classes a year. They're usually on a Sunday afternoon.
Okay. All right. Well, I've been to it. I learned a lot, and I may attend another one because there's lots of nuances there. Of course, I made detailed notes when I was there. I had my nephew with me. And I'll tell you, ladies and gentlemen, all the classes that taught at Freedom Center USA are well worth the effort to get there and take the training. You'll learn a lot. You now have students coming from 12 time zones away, don't you, sir?
We have students come from all over the world. It's an interesting thing to meet people from all over, and it's quite the blessing to be able to have people from different parts of the world come and share a little bit about their life and to take a class, and it's just a very enjoyable thing.
All right. Well, hopefully we'll be back to a normal routine of training beginning sometime in January or February, and we can get back to preparing to deal with the Chinese communists, right?
Yeah, that's something we better do on January 6th. Get your friends together, go to D.C., stand up like an American. Hey, John, I want to take a second and thank all of the people that have donated to the Freedom Center's Legal Defense Fund. Megan B., Susan S., Mark S., Corey W., Linda W., Melvin U., Gene P., Clayton A., Jeffrey O., Bryce Green, Priscilla V., Connie H., Chris S., Isaac B., Tracy K., Kenneth Crompton, Timothy S., Rosanna R., and Tamari A. Guys, thank you for your donations. It means more to us than you could possibly imagine. If you've mailed a check in, we'll be sending you a thank you note. These are the people that I just listed. They're all people that have donated in the last 30 days. There's plenty more, and that have sent checks in, and I'm sending out a handwritten thank you note to you if you had your name and address on the donation, and we just want to thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Well said. Do you have any updates on the legal status, or is that just moving forward slowly?
Well, the case got, the last judge in Laclede County recused himself, so the case got kicked to up at the lake, Camden County, and a number of judges have recused themselves there, and then we just made a request for a change of venue to get it out of Camden County. So the next hearing is on January 29th.
All right. So we're still working on getting a venue, it sounds like. There's been no discovery yet?
No depositions, no interrogatories, not yet. And okay. We're still looking for a venue where we can hold this case and try and get a fair trial.
Okay. Well, that's a good update. We appreciate that. For people who don't know what's going on, give people a quick summary of what the lawsuit is all about, if you would, please.
Well, basically, someone whose husband invested $140,000 into the land of the Freedom Center was built on, her husband passed away, and her brother is the richest Republican in this area in southern Missouri and good friends with the Blunt family, and now they're trying to shut us down. So,
okay. Well, that's a good summary there. And if you go to my website, ladies and gentlemen, at thelibertyman.com, top dead center, you'll see the tile there to make your donation by PayPal to help with the legal defense. It's going to be expensive, probably about $50,000 or so, Sam?
We're guessing somewhere between $45,000 and $55,000. We've raised about $7,500 in donations. And so that money is very appreciated. If you have the ability to help, we thank you in advance and appreciate it very, very much.
All right. Way to go. Well, we need to keep that in mind and pray for Sam and make donations. We need both prayer and money, don't we?
Well, I'll tell you, I just wonder if even good legal help is enough these days with the corruption in the courts. And, you know, it was kind of funny because all of the judges in Laclede County recused themselves from this case except this one judge. Well, this one judge is close friends with Tammy and Rick, Tammy Plaster. And when the Carnahan Law Firm entered for us, all of a sudden, this guy recuses himself, literally 23 minutes later.
Right.
And, I mean, they were literally just going to run roughshod over us and take the land and the range with no real hearing. And finally, a real law firm entered, and all of a sudden, that judge recused himself. Just strangest thing I've ever seen in my life. like, he didn't know... He didn't know Tammy Plaster was part of the case until our law firm entered the day before the hearing. I mean, it was remarkable. And so now we're in Camden County where the crooked lawyer works. So we're trying to get the case out of that crooked county and get it into a county that where we can get a fair and unbiased hearing.
Well, that should be doable, and we'll be praying that it goes that direction very quickly, and this whole matter can be resolved rather quickly as well. Okay, Sam, what direction do you want to go next?
Well, I think we probably ought to talk about what's coming. If people don't stand up in January, you've got mandatory stay-at-home orders coming. You have mandatory mask orders coming. You have the destruction of the small businesses in the United States coming. You have the destruction of our economy coming. You have mandatory rifle confiscation coming. They've promised that in the first 21 days of the Biden presidency. I mean, all of this stuff is going to change your world forever if we don't put a stop to this Chinese communist takeover.
And that's, in fact, what it is, a Chinese communist takeover. You don't peel back too many layers of the onion before you start bumping into Chinese nationals and Chinese money both, do you?
Well, Chinese servers were hacked last week, and they found over 89,000 spies, Chinese communist spies, inside the United States, in the government, in our corporations like Boeing, our defense contractors. I mean, the Chinese have a spy program that's 20 times the size of the Russian spy program and 10 times the size of the Israeli spy program in this country. I mean, it is massive. We're not talking a few hundred spies. We're talking 89,000 that we now know of. Can you imagine?
Well, it's a breathtaking number, to say the least. And they're making it their business to find out our most important secrets, aren't they, sir?
They're in our universities' biology programs. They're in our government, in our congressmen's offices as aides and workers. They're in our nuclear labs. They're in our defense contractors' corporations, like places like Boeing in St. Louis. I mean, it's horrible. And what has the NSA, the FBI, the CIA, what have they done to defend us against this Chinese communist invasion?
Nothing that we're aware of.
Why do we need them? We should be in D.C. demanding the abolishment of the NSA, abolishment of the FBI, abolishment of the Department of Homeland Security. These people have done nothing to defend this country and the security of this country, much less the security of our sacred elections.
Well, within the past year, I can recall maybe five or six, that's optimistic, Chinese spies being found and deported out of 89,000. That's not very much, is it?
It's not even 1%.
Less than
1%. People are wholly ineffective.
Absolutely. Here's our break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network, late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore, is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on the frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Then I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie, away, away, away down south in Dixie, away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Monday. It is Firearms Monday, the 21st of December. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. I'm so glad I bought EMP Shield devices for my daughter, my grandson, my son-in-law, my nephew. I know that they will be able to get home when nobody else will because they have their EMP Shield device installed on their vehicles. You can also at my website at thelibertyman.com. This is Firearms Monday, visiting with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The Facebook page is Freedom Center USA. The telephone number, which will be answered beginning Wednesday afternoon, Sam takes off Monday, Tuesday, that telephone number to get a custom rifle built, to get a thermal imaging device at a nice discount. Here's that phone number, 417-718-2597. Let's continue, Sam.
Well, I think it's important with winter coming that people look at the lubricant that they're using on their firearms. We've talked about this before, but you're going to want to use something like a 0W20 or a 0W5 weight, you know, something that's thin and synthetic. We don't sell gun oils at the Freedom Center. We sell really good bore cleaning solvents like Butch's Bore Shine and Sweets and JB Bore Paste, that sort of thing. But we don't sell gun lubricants. Gun oils are generally a ripoff. They come in real small containers. They cost an arm and a leg. They're generally not as effective as a really good synthetic motor oil. If you live in a hot climate, 10W30 Mobil 1 is a great choice. Now that we're getting into the colder climates, you want to use something like 0W20. Probably the best oil out there is an oil made by Allison. It's called Less Than Zero. It's sold by Brock's Performance. That's probably one of the finest lubricants in the world. It's used in the Formula One cars that race around Europe and around the world, and it has almost twice the sheer capability of resistance as Mobil 1, which is generally far ahead of the rest of the lubricants out there. So you have some options.
And which one is it the Formula One cars use, guys?
Allison.
Allison, okay.
Allison oil. And they make oils in all weights, but they also make a product called Less Than Zero. And it's a very good lubricant for cold weather, probably the best lubricant for cold weather firearms that you can buy.
No kidding. Well, that's good information. That's why I like hanging out with you, Sam, because I always learn something.
Well, you know, it's been a nice thing for me to grow up in the printing press and the engineering realm and printing press manufacturing realm. And then, of course, I owned a company that built race engines for over a decade. And, you know, I learned a lot about fasteners and a lot about lubricants and the technical side of those things. And one day I'll tell you, remind me to tell you the story of being at the Indianapolis Raceway at the Speedway Hotel there. And the balcony of your hotel room, it looks out over the racetrack. And there was some testing going on, and Team Pennzoil was there, and early in the morning, they had the covers all drawn, and I had my spotting scope out on the deck, and I was watching this guy through the crack in the front of the coverings of the pit area, and sure enough, he was pouring Mobil 1 into the Pennzoil oil containers, and once he had disposed of all the Mobil 1 oil containers, they pulled the cover back, and then the big wig, the big money guys come in to take a tour of the race cars, and they see that guy pouring Pennzoil into that race car. You know, it was one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
Well, I've heard the same thing said about Amsoil as well, that the same thing has been done with another team. These synthetic lubricants, it's well known within the race car industry what works and what doesn't work, isn't it?
Well, you know, one thing we did, we had a problem at the printing press factory years ago with gearboxes overheating, and so we did a gearbox lubricant test where we had one gearbox and we'd run it to a certain speed for a certain length of time and measure the temperature, and then we'd clean it out immaculately and switch lubricants and run the test over again. And you know, even 25 years ago, 30 years ago, the synthetic Castrol and synthetic Mobil 1 gear lubes were far superior. The gearboxes ran 18 to 22 degrees cooler with that synthetic lubricant as they did with the standard gearbox oil.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Well, you got a question or comment, just give us a call at 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Xtendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Xtendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Xtendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Xtendivite may just be for you. Xtendivite is an all-natural supplement. Xtendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Xtendivite.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas.
The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape.
Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Monday, the 21st of December. My website is thelibertyman.com. You got some discretionary time, days off from work? You can certainly educate yourself. If you want to come to my website at thelibertyman.com and check out the COVID section. Dozens of articles you can read, videos you can watch. Really an education there. We also have the open source intelligence, daily intelligence briefing, updated every day. Right next to that, the PayPal link to make a donation for Freedom Center USA Legal Defense Fund, very important. And just a lot there. Also, something that will help you is the Energy Cleaner. If you have arthritis, pain issues, the Energy Cleaner will help. Any other pain issue, yep, it will help with that also. Back pain, joint pain, doesn't matter. You want to sleep better at night, sleep because a small child or a teenager overnight like I do, get yourself an Energy Cleaner. What a great way to start out the new year, getting your life back. Only $285, shipping included to American zip codes. The mattress pads vary in price depending on what you need. You can place your order right there at my website using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. And send me a check. My address is there also. Toll-free our line 24 hours a day. Keep in mind I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on the Energy Cleaner. Toll-free our line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. This is Firearms Monday, visiting with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The Facebook page is Freedom Center USA. The telephone number, get a custom rifle built. Get in on a discount for some thermal imaging. Here's that phone number, 417-718-2597. Sam, earlier in the show, we had a Dr. James from Kansas City area call, and he informed us about people being offered $1,000 to take the vaccination, and then this one hospital, five people ended up being hospitalized because they accepted the vaccination. That probably doesn't surprise you, does it?
Not at all. And I don't think that it's wise to inject anything into your body that independent labs with mass spectrometers have not tested thoroughly and given you a profile from a mass spectrometer of what's actually in the vaccine. And none of these vaccine companies are willing to allow these independent companies to verify the contents of their vaccine. I wouldn't inject that in myself or my kids for anything in the world. There's no amount of money you could pay me to inject an unknown into my body, particularly developed by Big Pharma.
Well said, and I agree absolutely. People who are lining up for this vaccine, well, there's another way to look at it, would be cleaning out the gene pool. That might be a good thing.
Well, you know, I don't even know what to say to that, John. I just
well,
you try and our job as grown men is to protect the innocent and protect the defenseless, and I guess in this case maybe even to try and protect the ignorant.
Well,
but at some point this will for ignorance is going to turn into natural selection. I'm not sure we can stop it even if we wanted to.
No, we're not. People will be lining up. They'll be paying bribes to take the vaccination. One of my listeners, he's a healthcare professional, and he says that he and his buddies are going to pretend to give it to each other so they can keep their jobs. And I've also read that the first responders and healthcare workers, many of them will just be given a placebo, sterile water injection instead of the real vaccine so that they can conceal the effects longer from the general public. Joe Biden is supposed to be taking his vaccination, I think, today live on nationwide TV. I believe it's today or sometime this week. Vice President Pence has allegedly rolled up his sleeve and got the vaccination last week. I say allegedly because I think the man's smarter than that, but we shall see. We shall see. There are three different vaccinations from three different companies. Anybody who takes that vaccination is lining themselves up for a lifetime of misery and illness and pain, aren't they, sir?
Well, all I can say is don't do it. Don't do it. Hi, Kyle.
Kyle from Montana. Good morning, sir.
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen. Hi, guys. You know, Sam, dealing on the vaccine, and I'm sorry, guys, if I'm bringing up something that has already been covered. I have had one long distance phone call after another, and plus I had some things I had to get done, so I'm just tuning in maybe about 10 minutes ago. But anyway, I'm curious about how in the world people think it's okay to take a vaccine that has to be, you know, at 80 below zero stored, and they obviously can't warm that up. But at the same time, what in the world would something 80 below zero injected into your bloodstream? You know what I mean? How's that going to affect you? But then also, if you do warm it up, does that kill it like you didn't have it refrigerated to start with?
Well, one of the vaccines has to be refrigerated to a high degree, and it's warmed up before it's injected into your body. But the other two companies, their vaccines apparently don't need to be refrigerated. And so, personally, I don't care. They're not telling us what's in the vaccine. You know, they're giving us this general description that's meaningless.
Right. There's a lady on the internet called the website is it's a new YouTube, kind of an alternative. It's called Brand New Tube. And there's a lady on there that calls herself a forensic nurse, and she seems to be extremely well educated on this. And she put together about a 9-minute talk, and she had somehow got a hold of some information on this, and it would really be worth people's the time to watch it. I tried to get this lady who's a nurse practitioner who is determined. She's already had COVID and got over it, but she's determined to take that vaccine. And I tried to get her to listen to me, but she's got this, I don't know. I think she's educated beyond her intelligence. But anyway, what I wanted to bring up, guys, and I don't know if you have covered this or not, has anybody talked about the president invoking the Insurrection Act and any ramifications that might entail?
No, we haven't talked about it on this show. Previous shows we have, Kyle.
Okay.
I think General Flynn recommended that Trump invoke the Insurrection Act. I don't think he'll do that before the 6th. But, you know, Trump's made some huge mistakes. He should have had federal agents impound these Dominion voting machines in these 5 states. They should have impounded that and the ballots and should have proceeded in a controlled manner. And not doing that is going to cost a lot for this country.
Yeah, I totally agree, Sam. You know, the thing that, and this is what kind of, at many levels, President Trump is an extremely intelligent man and very calculating. But on other levels, it seems like he misses what's right in front of his face. Because I would have went after them Dominion machines faster than you can say lickety split, and yet he didn't do it. And I don't understand that.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, as president, you're only as good as the people you surround yourself with. So if you don't have people with spine and with moral framework and with a level of courage to act, then a lot of times you sit on these issues and things don't get taken care of.
Yeah, I agree. Well, that's all I had, guys, this morning.
Okay.
It's good to hear your voice, and hopefully we'll all be not fighting the Chinese or one another by in next year, but Lord knows.
Lord knows, absolutely.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate it, Kyle. The call number is 512-248-8252. Okay, Sam, what direction do you want to go next, sir?
Well, getting your guns ready, getting water indoors. I think one of the mistakes a lot of people make is they don't have a water source indoors. Let's talk about strategically how that plays out. Let's say you've collected food, you've collected some medicines, you've got a good stockpile of stuff. Things get, from a civil unrest point, quite unruly. The trucks stop running. Supplies stop being delivered to the grocery store. There's people roving around outside with guns, okay? Now, what happens if they shut down your water supply? What happens if someone attacks your well or the electricity gets turned off? You don't have solar panels to run your well. Or let's say your public water system gets shut down because someone thinks it's poisoned. Okay, where are you going to get water? See, and this is the thing that most people haven't thought of. If you've got water storage outside and you've got to walk outside your home to get water, what does a guy like me do if I'm a bad guy? Well, I just wait till you walk outside and they shoot you, and then I go in and I take all your food and your ammo. Okay, so having some indoor water storage is actually a really good idea. Great. And you need about 3 gallons per person per day for hygiene, for drinking, and the like.
Absolutely. Three gallons per person per day is the bare minimum. More is better. And don't cut yourself short. 55-gallon barrels made specifically to hold water. They're blue plastic. Those are a great way. There's 5-gallon barrels, 5-gallon containers for water. 2-liter soda bottles properly rinsed out, and I mean really thoroughly rinsed out. They'll hold water. Do not use milk cartons. That plastic deteriorates. You have a big mess on your hands. But whatever it takes, you need to have water in the house, right?
You really do. You need some stockpile of water inside your home. You know, I'm reminded of Bill Burr, the comics routine where he says, I want to get a gun. And he talks about visiting a gun store in Reno, Nevada. And he does a whole comedy routine about that. But he makes a very interesting comment in the middle of this comedy routine. He said, the reason I want to get a gun is because if I can't fight, all I'm doing is collecting supplies for the biggest bully on my block. And there is so much truth in that statement, as funny as that sounded in his comedy routine. If you can't defend your food supply, if you can't defend your home, all you're really doing is collecting supplies for the most powerful person to come by your neighborhood. And so you really do need to be a hard target. You need to be a hard enough target that other people move on to softer targets and don't mess with you. And you need the ability to sustain yourself without exposing yourself to rifle fire outside, which means have some water indoors stored.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's the way to go. You need, besides the water, you need food. You need medical supplies, a way to heat the home in the wintertime. Today's the first day of winter, by the way. A lot of things go into this, don't they?
There really is a few layers to it, but food, water, shelter, heat, you know, these things are absolutely critical.
Not optional. And it's late if you're not aware of these things, just becoming aware of them because you simply weren't previously. Well, it's time to get up to speed. It's going to be a steep learning curve. The Chinese are prepared to do a Red Dawn invasion. Everything I've read by people I trust tells me that if they can't win the ballot box, they'll just go ahead and go kinetic to achieve their goal of colonizing North America, won't they, Sam?
Yep. It's going to be, I mean, with the level of censorship that's occurring at the big tech level and the fact that these big tech companies are in bed with the Chinese, who are in bed with our politicians, I don't think people realize the level of coordination and the level of control that they're taking away from the American people.
Well, we're waking them up. We got a pretty good, pretty good sized audience here, probably about 50,000 people on any given show, and we're waking people up, aren't we, sir?
I sure hope so.
All right. Okay, we got a break coming up here, and we'll have a few minutes after the break. I know you're a big advocate of preparedness, Sam, and have been all your life. And you did some time in Afghanistan, where water and much of Afghanistan is a pretty big issue, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a big issue. Water and food when you're at altitude working. There's There's not a lot of food up there. I'll just tell you that right now. It's an interesting thing. My wife, she asked me years ago. She said, "You never even leave a scrap of food on your plate. I've never even seen you leave so much as a grain of rice on your plate. What is the deal with you?" And I just smiled and I said, "You know, when you've been really, really hungry for an extended period of time, you don't leave food on your plate."
That's right. That's a lesson learned. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in
back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Monday, the 21st of December. Well, Sam, we got about 3 minutes here to put out the information you feel is most important today, sir.
Well, I think it's important that you reorganize your life, particularly 3 or 4 days in January this year. It's important that you get up to D.C. on the 5th and that you're there on the 6th and that you help America put pressure on Congress to stop this voter fraud. The courts have completely ignored their responsibility. They've given the people no redress of grievance, no legal peaceful means. They've refused to hear the evidence. Over 1,000 signed affidavits, and there isn't a court in this country that's agreed to hear the evidence. I mean, it's disgusting. And it's time for the people to assemble in mass in D.C. and shake those buildings from the rafters. It's time that the people's voice be heard. And you can't mail this one in, folks. You need to be there in person. You need to show up. You need to stand up and let this crooked government know what's about to happen if they don't turn around. Stop this voter fraud right now. And we need to demand a free and a fair election. And if you don't put pressure on them, if you don't support Trump and the few honest Republicans that are left, keep in mind, all these honest Republicans allowed Dominion voting machines into their state as well. Guys, we got to stop the electronic voting machines. Those have to go away. You need to be talking to your congressman. This better never happen again in a single state in the United States, and it's up to you to put a stop to it. So it's time to get active.
I agree. The Dominion voting machines have to be gone. In the meantime, the U.S. Marshals need to seize them, take them into custody so they can't be tampered with if they haven't been already. And we need to make sure this election goes the way that the people voted on. President Trump had the biggest landslide in more than a century for president of the United States. Probably 7 out of 10 people that voted for President Trump. That's a massive landslide. And we need to prove that, whatever it takes, whether it's through the courts or through eminent domain, through the Insurrection Act, whatever it takes, we need to get this done and start cleaning house and locate those 89,000 Chinese spies and have them either prosecuted or removed from the country and make sure that we don't have any more come here, don't we, Sam?
Yeah, that's for sure. We have one Michigan judge who allowed the release of a forensic audit of Dominion voting machines, and it showed a 68% error rate. Think about that for a second. 68%. Guys, this is not free and fair elections. This is corruption. This is stealing, and we need to put a stop to it.
It's about time. About time. We're real close to losing the republic here. If this election is allowed to stand, we'll never have another free and fair election ever, will we, sir?
No, I mean, this, you know, we haven't had a fair election in a long time, and these Dominion machines have been around a long time. And John, I'll see you next week. Have a great week.
Thanks, sir. Appreciate it. That's it for the day. Medical supplies, your energy, cleaning, essential oils. Now, while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day. God bless America.
To another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.